Yeah, Billy Ocean, When the Going Gets Tough, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. And when the going gets tough, you know, when the going gets rough, we just cave in. Because I just have a warning for the people of Ireland. PJ Gallagher is not well.
Stay away from me.
Good Lord. Warning, just a warning sign. Just getting it out there. Stand back. Stand back, people. Move away from the radio.
Yeah, this is going to be a big one.
Move away from the radio.
I wouldn't mind on you. I've got a show tonight, so that's going to be interesting.
How long would you say you could listen to that?
I think I'm about to kill myself. That's about as much as I can possibly take of that.
Oh, my God. So it turns out, Magic Mike is back with us today, right? He's back after a couple of days away, having been struck down by
big
the...
smiley head in him.
By the dreaded Lurgy. He says he's starting to feel a little bit better. But PJ, middle of the night, the Lurgy found him.
Yeah.
Crept into him.
Crept up me flute. and that's it. Now I'm done. There you go.
You can't let it go, huh? I thought we'd moved on from the whole flu thing.
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah. So there you go. So yeah, where I was struck.
So you're not well. So I'm in danger. I'm
you're
in the danger zone.
You're
I'm surrounded by sickness and ill
you've got
people.
Minimum of 4 hours of listening or being close to the radioactive.
You have to cough this direction.
That's the way the mic is.
Great.
I don't know how else I'm supposed to.
Mike, can I go in there with you?
No, you're not allowed.
Can I go in there to the box, the padded cell?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm better still. Hang on a second. Can you go in there, PJ?
No!
Yeah.
I'm just about better now. I spent 2 days telling my 4-year-old to cover their mouths while they're coughing. I'm not telling him that now for the next 4 hours.
But technically, it should be that's quarantined. Maybe I could put you in Tara's booth.
Yeah.
No way. Even I'm not that ridiculous.
Now,
to be honest with you, if I put you in Tara's booth, you wouldn't have that cold very long. It would... the cold would leave.
Yeah. Well, dead men can't cough.
That's true. Dead men can't cough.
Should I...
what a movie that was.
Should I warn him what's coming, Jim?
Wow. Is it going to come out of him in all directions?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, right,
no,
okay.
That's not this kind of sickness.
No, but to be honest with you, that's a fairly standard day.
Yeah, no.
Dear, the sympathy that isn't happening is outrageous.
Temperature, chest infection, the whole lot. Lads. I've been through the wars, I've seen it all. But I'm back.
Oh, God.
Mike makes it sound that his cold was like something like, you don't know, man, you weren't there, right? He's like a Vietnam vet.
Oh, what a weekend I have to look forward to.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, right, God. So that's what we have for you today. We have a poorly PJ and Jim waking up happy. Happy Friday,
well, at least
people.
He's waking up happy. Look, he's delighted I'm sick. It's going to be calm for him.
11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
He'll be in his undercrackers practicing yoga now in a minute.
Why would... for what reason? Would
because I won't be... actually, it turns out I am able to be as annoying as possible.
Anyway, if you want to give us a shout... although there's something weird with me WhatsApp at the moment. All I'm seeing are the kind of the automatic replies. The thank you for contacting Classic Hits thing. Not actually seeing the original message on a lot of them. But anyway, we'll get through them. 087-188-0008 if you do want to give us a shout. Birthday's on the way. Bit of a strange bag for you on the birthdays today, I have to confess.
Oh, really?
It appears that... yeah, there are a few famous people born on the 6th of December. None of them are particularly interesting to you, unfortunately.
Oh, God, this is my best day ever, isn't it? Oh, I get it.
Not you. It would be handy to win a day off today of all days.
Yeah, that's true. And I tell you, if I get it, I'm standing up and I'm walking out the door.
Yeah, Prince and the Most Beautiful Girl in the World here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you. 6:15 at the moment. At 087-188-0008, as I mentioned, we'll sort out the old WhatsApps. We'll always get to see them no matter what, even if we don't give a chance to or get a chance to give you a shout out. But thanks a million. Always appreciate it. As I say, 087-188-0008. Particularly maybe if you have any, kind of fast acting remedies for PJ's dreaded Lurgy, which he's been struck down by. They have to be home remedies, though, don't they? Have to be something that like might actually be around the building at the moment.
I guess.
Because we've no access to kind of like a. You know, chemists or
anything. You've got a spa, I suppose. You can get some bits in the spa, can't you?
So basically, any cleaning implements that might be around the...
a toilet brush or something.
Yeah.
This is from me slagging yesterday. Anyone that heard the story about where the warning yesterday, we were saying, don't buy a flute because if you have a flute, the swapping of saliva off the flute can give you an infection.
A chest infection.
And we were talking about it. Like,
and you went to town on it.
Well, I went to town. I was trying to warn
you.
Have
you been... Have you had your mouth on a flute?
No, I haven't. I wasn't even blowing into the top of a flute. Nothing like that. And there's lads out there...
Did you have, like, even... I'm not saying the whole flute, but even the...
No. And that's why I feel hard done by. There's lads out there with a whole mouthful of flute. And I haven't even blown onto the top of one. So wow. I'm raging now.
And what about, like, any sort of a horn at all?
No, nothing. No, nothing. No horns, no flutes, none.
Wow.
No little
and
whistles.
Still you were struck down.
Yeah.
That does seem slightly unfair.
Turns out all you have to do is talk about a bit of a wind instrument and there you go.
It's incredible.
You're struck down, you can't get back.
Absolutely incredible. Right, okay, listen. I've three birthdays for you.
God.
They are,
remember,
without a shadow of a doubt.
Get a banjo, everybody, get a banjo.
They are, without a shadow of a doubt, the weirdest collection of birthdays ever had, right? So, first one might be somebody you're familiar with. I'm not, I have to confess. But he is one of your lot. He's a comedian.
Oh, right? God, well, then I haven't a clue.
But he's an American comedian, so there's a chance you might like him.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because obviously I know you don't like any other Irish comedians.
Well, that's... all right, then.
Anyway, he's described as a bit of a genius. Stephen Wright.
Oh, he is a genius, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a one-line king, is what he is.
They have one of his examples of one-liners here.
Oh, do they, yeah?
Yeah. I bought some batteries, but they weren't included.
They weren't included. I don't get it.
Another way it always says batteries not included.
Yeah.
On toys and stuff.
Yeah, I got.
He says, I bought some batteries.
Bought some batteries.
But they weren't included.
I don't get that at all.
Well, there you go. That's listed as.
He's
the bloke you just described as a genius.
Get that at all. I remember him doing this joke that made me laugh so much and it was so stupid. We saw him in LA.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know when you see that fella in the supermarket and he's pushing like 20 trolleys up the car park?
Yeah.
And you always need to just go, hey! Somebody might want to use one of those.
Yeah. I say, that's the guy you describe as a genius.
All right. I may have. He's obviously not near there. The Emperor's New Clothes is going on here, isn't it? Those are two terrible jokes.
Would he appeared on TV much? Would I know him? Because I can't place this man at
all. I only know him from stand-up now, to be honest.
Oh, my God,
he's starting, everybody. He's starting.
I can't place his face at all.
I don't know. I only know him from stand-up, yeah. I haven't a clue if he's in anything other than just being a jokey man.
How old is he then?
He's not young. I'm going to say he's like 63.
Oh, not bad, man. 64.
Ah!
That was a brave effort.
So I might be coming down with something, but at least my birthdays are getting more accurate. I missed three of them by 20 years in the one morning this week.
That was two mornings ago, yeah.
There you go.
You weren't within an ass's roar of any of them.
Yesterday, missing them by 10 years felt all right.
Right, this next one's going to be a bit weird because you don't have a telly. Right?
Yeah.
As in a traditional television.
No, I don't.
And this guy is, if you don't know him from television, you're probably unlikely to know him from his former career, which was as a cricketer.
What in the name of God? How am I supposed to know who this is?
But everybody else would know him from loads of TV programmes like League of Their Own and all that sort of stuff.
The only people who know cricketers are Pakistan, England, Australia and Mike. They're the only people that know anything about cricket.
Right, Andrew Flintoff, known to the world as Freddie Flintoff.
Oh, I've heard that name
now. There you go. Freddie, I think, his nickname is really just because Flintoff sounds a little bit like Flintstone.
It does, yeah.
So I think they called him Freddie. But anyway, yeah, Freddie Flintoff, he's done loads of stuff on television.
Right, yeah, I know the name, I definitely know the name. I can't put a face to it for love nor money.
He's a big, burly, kind of a blonde lad.
Yeah, and not really another cricket athlete, is he?
Yeah. Apparently he's a bit of a legend in the cricket game. If you're in the cricket game.
I haven't a clue. Ian Boulton was the only one I ever knew. The mullet and the moustache. That was great.
That's
rockstar cricket, if there is such a thing. That was him all over, wasn't it? He's like listening to death metal in the morning and then putting on his whites and throwing bowls.
Throwing bowls. Oh yeah, yeah. As in bowling. Throwing cricket balls.
Why, what? Oh, cricket balls.
Yeah, as opposed to bowls. Because if you threw a bowl at a lad,
I thought it was cricket balls. Cricket balls.
Cricket balls.
They're weird.
You do bowl. You do bowl in cricket.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if you threw a bowl at somebody.
I thought it was a mini bowl. I thought it was a mini bowl.
Well, they are made of wood, to be fair to you, I suppose.
Are bowls made of wood?
Yeah. The cricket balls. They're like a...
Oh, no, like a regular bowl, like a bowling ball.
Oh, I've no idea what they're made of.
Jesus, so they're made of wood. And cricket bowl is called a cricket ball. Who knew? You learn something on this show every day. Don't say we don't teach you things.
I've forgotten what I was saying, let alone what you're talking about.
Freddie Flintoff. 53, I don't know.
42.
I have fart. I 42. I didn't have
now,
a clue.
This one, bizarrely, you will do well on. Even though for a lot of the rest of us, it's a... Yeah, whatever. Anyway, Alberto Contador.
Oh, I do know him. There yeah, Alberto go. Contador. Yeah, the Spanish cyclist.
Winner of the 2007 Tour de France and apparently the first Spaniard
yeah.
to win all of the three Grand Tours.
The three Grand Tours, yeah. He won the Vuelta, the Giro and the... And the Tour de France, yeah. And he was, of course, then done for clenbuterol, was what they found in his blood.
Oh, my God, he was on the juice.
Oh, look, sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mind you, what am I saying? Cyclists.
Anyone who's not on the juice just, in that game.
It must be the most corrupt sport in the world.
Well, I think it's definitely got the most heat, yeah. That's for sure. But he's like, but he was like, done.
It just goes to show, you can't trust a cyclist.
You can.
Of any sort.
You can always
on
depend
the roads,
on a cyclist.
In sport, in any respect, I mean, they're just... untrustworthy
people. Are you
people?
Saying that Alberto Contador's excuse that he ate a cow burger, that the cow must have had steroids taken, are you saying that that's not a feasible excuse?
Of course it's a feasible excuse. It's exactly as feasible as our lad Keen, what's his name, not known that his horse Waterford Crystal used to go off at night and shoot up and,
yeah.
unbeknownst to him.
They used to have to hang the mirrors up in the stable when they went back in because the horse would be doing lines of Escobar powder.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He said he was
he had a cow burger.
100% clean. And before the tour started, he went to a restaurant. He had a burger or a steak, I can't remember. And that the cow must have been taking steroids.
Of course.
Because he definitely didn't. And then he was on the tour that
One drug ravaged cow and they do you for
and it ruins your career.
Unbelievable.
They were throwing bags of piss on them and everything.
That's
the hill.
A bit strong.
They were,
That's a bit strong.
Yeah. He got a little sack of piss in the back of the head. That's what they did. They did that to him. It was disgusting. Yeah.
Yeah, that there's nothing funny about that.
It's assault.
That's disgraceful, carry on. I condemn that sort of thing.
He thought it was a water bomb, but when you see his face, when he realises he's after.
And there's a bang of. Yeah.
Sack of piss. Is
yeah, because he went.
Yeah, he did
that smells
thing.
A bit like clamblutrol.
Yeah, he did it. He looked at his finger and.
Oh,
disgusting. So I'm going to say Alberto Contador.
I don't know anything about this guy, but this strikes me as surprisingly young.
I think he's about 33, is he?
37.
Oh, right. Jesus, must be a while, much longer than I thought it was. Yeah. The old steroids are good for the skin.
Well, to be honest with you, yeah. Or a bag of piss, maybe that's true.
Maybe that's it.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Tara. 6:34. Happy Friday to you, Tara.
Whoop, whoop.
Woo-hoo.
Oh my God, that was the most feeble whoop whoop I've ever heard.
Obviously, you're not too happy about the weekend.
No. By the way, have you got your mask?
No, listen, I'm lurgified as well.
Oh.
That's why it's a whoop whoop.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. You have it too?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I feel like blooming Will Smith in that movie.
We'll get him.
We will
Between
get him.
Between us, we'll take him down.
For the Amiga Man. I'm like one lone voice fighting against the zombies.
Grand. So you hold the fort and do news as well. We're all going home to bed.
Okay. Oh, look, listen, I'm going to have to quarantine myself here.
You will because...
I'm going to have to put all of you into one sort of one padded cell together.
You're way too happy about this. Any time I get a chance, I'm going to lick the back of your head.
Oh, my God.
Sick.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, let's do that.
Don't be encouraging him, you. Unbelievable.
I'm going to read the news in your studio. I'm going to spit all over you.
Get off.
Great idea.
It's like zombie apocalypse. Roy Wood and Wizard, I wish it could be Christmas every day. Just the very thought of that sentence
Imagine.
Sitting opposite you.
Does anybody, let's be honest, does anybody genuinely wish it could be Christmas every day? I don't think so. I don't even think they do.
Anyway, big fun ahead of that with your Get Up and Go song for this Friday and Blame It on the Boogie. Happy Friday to you. It is... Friday, 6th of December. It's almost 17 minutes to 7 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, though PJ himself not at his 100% full tilt best.
Definitely not. Not that I ever have been.
Struck down by the dreaded lurgy.
Oh.
Which inflicted Young Magic Mike over the last couple of days. Tara is complaining of it.
So now we're hoping Jim is next.
I feel it's a wave. What can I resist? This wave of sickness that people are attempting to wash over me.
We are attempting. I'm breathing as heavy as I can in your direction.
What happens if I do get struck down?
I don't know, hopefully you'll have great stories of how bad it was.
Oh, right, great.
Do you know, that'd be the
I'm starting to get a little bit of a pain in my head, actually.
Oh, dear. This is not...
Anyway, some of the suggestions that have come in, Greg in Ballinasloe thinks that you deserve a large serving of Man Up.
Oh, really?
Dan in Cork says that apparently a large piece of lead behind your head would be...
Is he saying I should be shot in the head? Is that what he's saying?
I think it was more just a belt of a pipe, really.
Really? You got a lead? That's what the gangsters used to say.
I think that's the gist of it.
If you don't take the silver, you'll get the lead.
Yeah, Jim, a bit of lead behind PJ.
You see?
That's
I think he's threatened to shoot me, Jim.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, Joe and Drimna has gone a slightly more sympathetic approach. He says, lemon and ginger, PJ, boil it up in a pot of water.
Yeah.
Down the hatch.
Right, well, I think I'm going to start with lem sip if they have it around the spar, and then I can do the real stuff later on.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'll go looking for the piece of lead.
You are atrocious.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, listen, despite PJ battling against the odds, literally dragging himself from his sick bed to be here to entertain you today. So I'm trying to make it as dramatic as I can.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to drum up a bit of sympathy for
you. You're also trying to rub it in.
What?
Yeah, you're also
I can feel the infection wafting from that side of the room.
Oh.
Are you sure we shouldn't do some sort of quarantine thing? Have we none of those masks? You know, you see, you know, in the smog
cities.
The one
they all wear in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind one of them now.
If we could get one of them just so that I could be protected. Cause,
I just want to breathe it all day and then rub it all over your stuff.
Andy Bad News has... I beg your pardon. I think we can leave that aside. Andy Bad News has the new Tower of Power in here as well.
We're all sick since he did that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what that... we've got a dehumidifier. No, we don't know what that is, do we?
We have a humidifier. I'm right beside it. We have a dehumidifier. Apparently that's the cleans the air or something like that.
Right.
I'm not quite sure about any of it, to be quite honest with you. But there you go. I've just noticed I haven't filled the water in the humidifier that I told him I would do. I'll do that now in a second.
Exactly, because we could explode at any moment.
We could explode. Oh, do you know something? Maybe I'll sneeze into it a couple of times. That'll put the lurgy all over the room.
Everywhere. The entire building would be struck down.
I'll have the whole lot of yous done.
So that's obviously not helping. It's hardly going to protect me, is it, if I put it sort of on your side of the room?
Ah, no, definitely not. No, so that's right. That one there that's working is doing everything it can to clean the air. I'll get one now and I'll dirty up the air to be
excellent.
Perfect. We'll be
well
laughing,
done.
Then we'll be flying.
Anyway, despite all of those problems that PJ has to surmount today, we're going to do our best to do all of the bits and pieces we have for you, like the hit bit and the breakfast table quiz. Breakfast table quiz, big day today, of course, on that, because we also announced the lineup for the Forever Young Festival for 2020. It's happening at Palmerstown House, 10th to the 12th of July 2020. And we will exclusively, suspicious out, James, reveal the lineup for that, as well as giving away the 4 VIP glamping passes. So that's happening today. Our head scout elf is here. He'll be talking to one of the children of Ireland.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
So looking forward
to
that.
He's actually a bit of crack. I kind of don't want to like him, but I think he's very funny. Yeah. He's a lovely little funny little fella.
And there's also a fantastic sort of behind the scenes revelation on the way a bit later on. PJ and myself took part in a very intense, very intrusive Q&A session.
We did. We got put on the spot. Yeah, got given 20 very intrusive questions.
We interrogated them,
yeah.
On camera as well. Anyway, we'll give you a little snippet of that later on. So 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Yeah, waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. Friday, 6th of December. Happy Friday to you folks. 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. Michael Jackson's Black or White. And however you take your coffee, look at that for a link. Check that out.
Ain't that good, huh?
However you like your coffee, black or white. It's all about the cup that it comes in. Can you just keep it together for one moment, please?
I'm doing my best. Thank you very much. Oh,
poor
my God.
Poor PJ, in case you weren't with us earlier on, PJ is fighting against the onslaught of the dreaded winter lurgy.
Oh, I've got a little wriggler in my throat and he won't let me go, so I have. But yeah, you're talking about coffee and you're dead right. So here's the thing, right? Coffee cups are the problem in the world, is what loads of people are telling us, right?
Exactly.
So you get your paper cup and you throw it in the bin. 22,000 paper cups an hour, apparently, we throw away as a country. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Just in this country?
Yeah. 22,000.
Wow.
Every hour throughout the workday. Throw
it
away.
That is a bit of a shocker now.
And then you get your plastic cup. And what happens then? Every company that decides it's a good idea that wants to promote themselves sells you a plastic cup. So you lose then. Yeah. You have 10 or 12.
Never can, I just, can I just point out the Classic Hits travel mug is a thing of beauty.
It is. It is. And in fairness, Jim still has his one.
Yeah.
But the rest of us, you lose them as well. And it creates even more trouble. So it looks like Air New Zealand have cracked it. They're now serving coffee in cups you can eat. And I have to say, I've never thought of a better idea in my life.
Wow. So you get coffee and a snack all in one thing.
Yeah. And I don't know what they're made. It doesn't say. I wish they'd tell us what it was. Is it made of biscuit or what the hell is it? But they started trialing it. It's a new innovation, of course. An edible coffee cup. They're baked from... Oh, it does say what they're made of. Deadly. Thanks God for that. The cups are made from a baked biscuit base. And they're vanilla flavoured. Completely leak proof. And here's the other thing. They're making dessert bowls out of them as well.
Brilliant.
Isn't that... That is savage. So you can have your... We can finally have your coffee and eat it.
Yeah.
You can literally have your coffee and eat it.
Yeah, now that you mention it, it's kind of... It's surprising it's taken us this long to get here.
I know.
Because wasn't there...
Excuse for eating biscuits.
Isn't there a Chinese dish and they serve you in this kind of... In this basket thing that's an edible basket?
That's right, yeah.
What is that?
I can't remember what that is. I definitely had soup served in a bowl of bread.
Exactly.
And then you eat your bowl when you're finished.
Yeah.
And loads of people didn't. And I was like, are you
finished with that
bowl? Are you going to eat that bowl? That's what I was like.
Your bowl.
Are you not eating your bowl?
Well, I wasn't planning to, but...
Why not? You're like, carbohydrate. Give me the bowl. I'm going to eat the bowl off you.
That's a great idea now. That's a good
idea. And the excuse to eat biscuits. You're literally saving the world by eating a biscuit.
Brilliant.
I can't think of anything better than that.
I mean, I'm assuming it's got to be Hobnob. I mean, the only biscuit strong enough to hold a cup of coffee together.
Yeah, well, they do say it's vanilla flavoured now. So it must be like something like that.
Yeah.
A vanilla flavoured Hobnob
ish. We've been through this, haven't we, in terms of...
We did the
dunking tests.
Yeah. And the only one that... What would something beat the Hobnob? Was it the fig roll? I think it was. But then there was argument about whether that was a biscuit at all.
Right, okay. And it's kind of...
The scandal over
the fruit in it is kind of stringy and stuff. It's an advantage to it.
Definitely. And anything that gives them an excuse to eat more calories. I mean, imagine being able to eat your knife and fork and plate after a dinner. I'm all for that.
That's a good idea.
I'm all for that. Edible knives and forks, edible plates, edible glasses. Everywhere you go. Be like a sniper. You never leave anything behind you.
Saving on the washing up. That'd be amazing.
Brilliant.
Don't need to wash up any plates or anything.
Yeah,
just
what are you having
them
for dessert? Me knife and fork.
Yeah.
That's what I'm having. I mean, plate.
To be honest with you, I'm kind of stuffed. I might just have a saucer.
You'd be brilliant, yeah. I'll have a saucer of spaghetti bolognese, please. What's the saucer made out of? Cheesecake.
Brilliant.
I'll do it, yeah. I'm all for it. It's a great idea. Great. Fair play to Air New Zealand on doing this.
I hope this takes off now.
Yeah, well...
Sorry, I didn't mean that as the pun it came out.
I was sure that was a bad pun.
I know, I apologise.
Mike is delighted with you.
Yeah, sorry.
Look, Mike is absolutely delighted with you.
It was unintentional, buddy.
Mike is like, wow,
that was a good one.
Hey,
kudos.
It was worth coming back sick on a Friday just for that.
I actually didn't mean it. But I do hope it's successful. I hope it's successful because I think it's a brilliant idea. And as you say, the benefits.
Everything.
With all due respect, I mean, I'd like the world to survive. Of course
Same
I would.
Same here.
You know, good on you, world. I hope you make it.
Same here.
But you're getting to eat a biscuit.
You're getting to eat a biscuit.
And, you know, and you're potentially saving on the washing
up. You're dead right.
It's a huge win-win.
Why stop there? Fast fashion is another problem. I want edible clothes. I want t-shirts and jocks made out of biscuits as well. I want shoes made out of cake. I want watches made out of, I don't know, licorice or something. Eat yourself into the nip before you go to bed every night. That's what I want to do. Save the world, everybody, by eating everything.
Your motivation for that is the idea that obviously it would cut down on washing your clothes.
Yeah, you know,
detergent
and use of
water.
Like pennies who sell you 4 t-shirts for 50 pence, and it causes terrible environmental damage. Eat them.
No, brilliant. Right, I'm with you. Okay, just saying. Would you eat your own jocks? I mean,
if they were tasty enough, Jim, I'd eat your jocks.
Yeah, happy Christmas. War is over. John Lennon here at Classic Hits, almost 20 past 7. Happy Friday to you. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And happy birthday, by the way, to Jonathan in Ballymun. He says, morning, guys. Love the show. Listen every day going to work. I'd like to wish myself a happy 35th birthday.
Good for you. Happy birthday very much to you. I totally support the self-birthday graduate.
No, I agree. I think it's shocking, Jonathan, that nobody else was able to do it for you.
Indeed.
Should have gone around and, I mean, I don't know, any sort of friends and family and hassled them.
So look, it's my birthday in April and I've already started talking about it. And so well done you for putting it out there for yourself.
Also, just in relation to the saving the world with edible coffee cups.
Yeah.
Somebody does ask the question. Let me see if I can find a name on this. It's Peter the Painter in Newbridge. He wants to know, how do you wash down the biscuit after you've drunk the coffee? Another way you'd have a biscuit, you might want to wash it down with something.
Well, you get another coffee.
Well, that's what I mean, and then you have a biscuit.
I don't see where the problem
is. It's a never-ending, it's like a hamster wheel of coffee and biscuits.
He's a chain coffeeer.
A few people pointing out that your affinity with underpants is getting a little bit worrying.
Excuse me.
I mean, stealing was bad. Eating.
Well, look, I'm only just saying that obviously we're talking about particularly tasty underpants.
Right. You know, so you wouldn't be buying your underpants in future based on the design. It would be based on the flavour.
Exactly, yeah.
So you'd have a multi-pack would actually be a selection of flavours.
Yeah, or else just, I'll have a 4-pack of underpants, please. What flavour? Raspberry Ripple. Brilliant. Or assorted, like you says, like the ice cream thing.
Exactly.
I'll go for a bit of mint. I love a bit of mint. Takes the taste of wear out of them.
The taste of wear.
I was wearing these for a couple of days. The old mint cleaned the breath. Yeah, I'll have a pair of that. A pair of minty pants, please.
George Michael's Fast Love here at Classic Hits. 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you. And if you fancy a crack at the hit bits, we've rounded it up to €750. 087-188-0008. Let us know if you fancy playing. Don't give us your guess. Just let us know that you want to play. You can get the call from Magic Mike. Now, let's see. Do you recognise this?
Oh, I love this kind of music.
Recognising?
Oh, I do indeed.
It is, of course, Bad Manners. Apparently has come back into focus.
Well, look at this.
Not the band that
First
is, just general
all,
Bad Manners.
Yeah, just Bad Manners. First of all, can we go through an article that I think is absolutely outrageous and grossly unfair? We all like slagging each other all off, and that's grand. We do a fair bit of slagging of the millennials ourselves, purely because Mike is one and we enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's it. But this article goes way too far. So they say millennials now think good manners are completely outdated. So apparently they're really rude, right? So millennials believe, they say, traditional manners are old-fashioned. And 4 in 10 refuse to even give up their seat on a public transport to pensioners or pregnant women. That's not true.
I hope it's not.
This is written by somebody like Boris Johnson or something. They're saying, you know what I mean? They're saying 1/3 of young adults ignore proper queue etiquette by cutting in. If anything, that's pensioners. They can, you know what I mean? Queues are completely invisible to pensioners. They just barge in. Hello, I'd like to do everything that these people have been waiting for now. Thank you.
Don't
bring on the wrath of the pensioners. No, sorry, I'm wrong. It's the millennials. And then they say 84% say traditional politeness, such as saying please and thank you, or even holding a door open, is now seen as completely old-fashioned. They just think it's stupid. So there's a new list of what is considered bad manners in the modern world, right? I don't buy any of this by millennials.
What do you mean? So those things are not considered bad manners anymore, and these things are?
Yeah, there's a whole new list of things that are considered manners that didn't exist back in back when we were kids, to be honest with you. So like I have they say scrolling through someone's social media photo album without asking permission. You know, when somebody hands you their phone, says, "Look at that photo."
Yeah.
And you start scrolling through all the other photos. I do that all the time. See, you never know.
Well, that's a bit stalkery. Yeah, I get that.
Excuse me, I just find it, you know, sometimes you're there. So, oh, jeez, what are you doing? I like that reaction. So that's what's rude now.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there's a whole new things that are considered rude that were never, they just didn't exist. So making tea and not offering to make others tea is a huge one, apparently. But that was always the way.
Yeah.
I remember that.
It's kind of weird. That clashes with the idea that they don't want to say please and thank you and, you know, give up their seat and all that. If they're going to go around making tea and offering everybody else tea, I'm making tea. Anybody want one?
Or unless they're sitting on their arse and go, someone's bound to make one soon. We'll just wait for that. Then they say, keeping your earphones or headphones on while talking to people. Do you know something? I've done that. I thought if you turned them off and just left them in your ears, it's no big deal. But apparently that's actually a bit rude.
Yeah, because it looks like you're not paying any attention, not listening.
Well, I wasn't paying attention, but I was, I was doing my best. But apparently that's considered rude now. I'm really, I apologise to the people.
And you
I've
do
done
that
to.
Every day in here. I'm constantly talking to you, and your headphones are always on.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
But that's how I hear you. That's a totally different thing. I can't hear you otherwise. Blimey, you can do nothing right. See, you can't do nothing right.
It's just no. It's just I found another opportunity to slag you for being
now. Here's something I
ill-mannered.
Do. Here is something I do to you all the time. Talking to someone while looking at your phone instead of making eye contact. I do. I'm an awful man for that.
Huh? I haven't really noticed that.
Yeah, you'd be on saying things. I don't know. You'd be on like saying, oh, we better do some work and all, and we better get the show ready for tomorrow. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'll be flicking through the phone. Yeah, okay. I'll be with you in a minute. I'll be, terrible. You'll be there going, what are you going? What time are we going to be in this place tomorrow? Yeah. 7 in the. I don't care. What are you saying? I don't know. Yeah, you know, I've been doing that all the time. I'm rude. I'm finding out I'm very rude.
This is fantastic.
This says more about
me. I'm finding out a lot, I have to confess.
This says more about me than you, to be honest with you. Taking up too much room on crowded transport. You know something? Public transport is more crowded now than ever, in fairness.
Yeah.
And like,
how do you take up more room than actually the physical width of your body?
I'll answer that for you. I've seen it done. You know these whores that get on a rush hour with a backpack and a bicycle or something?
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, I'm going to wrap that around you.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
The backpack.
Taking a bike on a Lewis.
Or leaving the bag on the. You know, sometimes you see people leaving the bag on the seat next to them and other people are standing.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
You're there going,
you wouldn't let somebody away with that. Surely you'd say, listen, can I just sit down there? Would you let somebody away with that?
I might stay standing there because like the horrible feeling when you go, so can you move your bag, please? And you have to sit down right next to them. Oh, it's horrible. Oh, the horrible tension. And you're there going, please get off the next stop. Please get. And then you just go, I'd get off anyway, even if it wasn't me, stop and wait for another one or something. They say using a phone at the table when you're eating. That's not
you're
bad
gone.
Manners.
Well, you're gone, man.
Yeah,
you're
that's not
absolutely
bad
gone.
I'm not having it. That's not bad manners. That's how to stop a fight. If you converse with people at the table, it's never going to end well. I'm not having that. Talking too loudly on public transport is another one. I definitely know that. That's always
annoying.
You always can tell the half-wit, can't you?
Yeah.
When you're sitting there and everyone's minding their own business, looking out the window, listening to their music, reading a book, and then someone gets on and goes, I can't wait to go to town. I'm going to have a big sandwich and a bowl. You're like, oh, Jesus.
You know the weird thing that strikes me about that is, I would be so paranoid about somebody listening to what I was saying.
Yeah.
And judging me.
Yeah.
That I'd be, if anything, I'd be nearly whispering if I did have to converse on a train or a bus or something.
I'm the same.
Whereas people who actually talk, so then, and I just said to him, I don't know what you're sitting over there for, because I mean, I'm right over, and you're thinking, oh my God.
Oh yeah.
I'd never even have the self-confidence.
Oh, never. And then the worst thing is when they recognise you, and they're there, oh, look who it is, it's a man. It's your man from Young Offenders. Look, are you not doing anything on TV anymore? No. Is your career gone to pot? But shut up, will you? Keep your voice down. Oh, I used to love that years ago when you were funny. So will you stop it? Stop it. Oh, it was great back then, yeah. My granny thinks you're very funny. Or does she, yeah? Get off the train.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
I was actually wondering whether you were going to go for it.
I actually thought I was going to be able to blast that there.
BJ's suffering with the lurgy today. He's got the dreaded winter cold or whatever it is that's doing the rounds. Mike's only back after having a batch of it. And I didn't think you were going to go for the sing song.
I had to have a go.
Fair play.
Don't say I'm not a hero.
I say he died with his boots on.
Oh, God, the state of me. Right, so here you go. It is 750 quid. We're rounding it up to... for the day that's in it, being a Friday, and it sounds exactly like this.
All right, here it is.
Oh, beg your pardon.
There you go. That was it.
Oh, that's harder than I thought. It's a lot harder than I thought.
Here it is.
There you go. That's the classic hit bit. So, Laura is in Kilbarrack in Dublin today. How are you getting on, Laura?
Hey, I'm Grant. How are you?
Oh, I'm not so well. I'm not great, being honest with you, actually.
Careful, Laura, now.
Thank you very much,
Don't
Laura.
Go into it in too God much depth you. With him.
I feel like a pair of those edible underpants we were talking about earlier now, to be honest with you. Oh, God. Any plans for the weekend, Laura? How are you feeling?
None at all. Just some work today.
Oh, good stuff. Right.
Work today and then off for the entire weekend, is it?
Yeah, thank you.
Grand. Good stuff. Right. Enjoy that, Laura. And best of luck with this. What are you going for?
I think it might be Starman, David Bowie.
All right, okay. What a
tune.
What a song that
is. What a tune. Michael.
Great song, absolutely.
Welcome back officially, Michael.
Thank you, lads. I am soldiering on. I'm not 100%, but I'm about 90%.
Yeah, right, shut up. Get on with it, yeah?
And the 2 days
It's about me today. It's about me now.
Oh, I know it's about you. PJ isn't exactly one to soldier on in silence, is he?
Well, no. He, like, to be fair
me.
To him, he does believe in the adage of, you know, a problem shared is a problem put onto everybody else.
A squeaky wheel gets no medication. Oh, that's not right at all. If a wheel doesn't squeak, it doesn't get lemsip. I think that's it.
That's the one. Starman from David Bowie.
I can't think of a pun here. First of all, it is wrong.
Oh.
God, I'm so under pressure. Doon diddle doon doo.
Doon doon doon. Oh my God.
Even Drew and oh my God from Laura.
Laura can take it.
Fair play. Laura, listen, happy Friday anyway. Have a great day. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, William. You too.
See you, Laura. Bye-bye. Have a good one. Right, so Nicole Cronin, how are you getting on, Nicole?
Hiya, how's things?
What part of the country are you in this morning, Nicole?
I'm in Galway.
Oh, in Galway. What's it like out there? Is it anyway decent or...?
I know, it's miserable.
Oh, right.
Well, that's nice. Have you any weekend plans to look forward to? Anything ahead for the weekend, Nicole?
I'll probably start the Christmas shopping.
Oh,
good
course.
For you. Oh, best of luck. Our thoughts are with you, Nicole.
Right, well, let's try and get you some cash for that then. What do you think, Nicole? What do you think it is?
Is it Men Without Hats, the safety dance?
Oh my God, another great song.
I haven't
song.
Heard of that in ages.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is a great song, yes indeed, but it is wrong. Sorry you hate that, Nicole. But as I say to everybody, you know, you can go if you want to classichits.ie, find out all the previous guesses, and then
you know. Man, he's back. I'll tell you something.
He's back, yeah.
He's still sick, but he's back. Right, Nicole, happy Friday to you. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Cheers.
See you, Nicole.
Bye.
Not bad, Michael. That was a triumphant return.
Thank you, gentlemen. Look at that. Back from illness and still able to provide amazing.
Oh, my
fun.
God. Talk about blowing our old trumpets in here today.
That's what got you into the trouble you're in, I tell you. PJ and Jim in the morning. Kim Carnes, Betty Davis Eyes here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you, Friday 6th of December. I tell you, I'm starting to, you're making me paranoid now. You're making me worried that I'm coming down with something. You've been doing your best to sort of inflict it upon me.
Blaming, unbelievable. If just because I came in sick now, you're going to blame me if everyone else gets sick.
Oh, it's just you, Tara, Mike. You've all been trying to infect me with your lurgy plague or whatever it is that you
we'll
have.
We'll get you, pretty Jim.
I'll tell you something.
We'll
anyway,
get you.
I'm getting paranoid now every time I feel any sort of a... Is that a sniffle, I feel?
That always happens, doesn't it? You get an itchy knee and you go, that's the start, but no.
Anyway, yeah, poor old PJ, if you weren't with us earlier on, he's been struck down. Magic Mike only back with us today, having had a couple of days off with the whatever it is that's doing the rounds. And looks like PJ's gotten a smack of it overnight. Right on cue.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008, loads still to come. We'll be catching up with our head scout, Elf. We've got the announcement, of course, for the Forever Young Festival for 2020. We'll be giving away VIP glamping passes as part of the breakfast table quiz, but we'll also be exclusively revealing the lineup for that festival.
Today, so yeah, of course.
That's on the way as well. And also, as promised, okay, there's a girl who works with us here at Classic Hits called Jen, who is... well, she works across a whole load of things, really, doesn't she?
She does all kinds of everything, to be honest. She's a dab hand with a video.
I was just going to say...
a video recorder. What era does that put me
in? Well, that's pretty
much... Great with a camera is what I meant to say.
Pretty much where I was going with this. We would like to explain to you exactly what she does, but it's sort of technical and we don't really
it's
understand.
It's one of those jobs that didn't exist when we started, but now she's highly qualified in that field.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Apparently it's a thing. Anyway, so she decided that it was time... that the real PJ and Jim were revealed to the nation.
It sat us down like she was some kind of Garda Síochána in front of an interrogation camera and gave us a list of questions that would hopefully reveal a little bit more about our personalities.
Exactly. Now, if you want to really get this, you need to check it out on our Facebook page, okay? You need to go to the Classic Hits Facebook page and the full version is up there for you to see as well as hear. But just to give you a little snippet of the kind of thing you can find on our Facebook page... Here's a little taster. Hit me with it, Jen.
If you could be one animal, what would it be?
A lion, because he has a load of hair around his head.
A well-looked-after dog, sitting in front of a fire, licking the balls off himself.
Your favourite thing about PJ?
His sense of humour.
Your least favourite thing about PJ?
His eating habits.
Jim, his hairy back.
Your least favourite thing about Jim?
His hairy back.
Can I just say, I've never seen this back. I just imagine what it's like in my imagination. My favourite thing about Jim is his imaginary hairy back.
What was the one thing you would put on your bucket list?
That there should be no holes in it.
I'd like to go home. You know, I'd just like to go home. Do you know what I mean? People have all these things they want to do before they die. Just leave us alone for one day. Turn off my phone.
If a movie was made about your life, who would play you in the movie?
I'm trying to think of any really young, bald actors. It would probably be... Oh, well, obviously it would have to be Tom Hardy. We have so much in common.
Your man. You know that little fella that played Frodo and Harry Potter?
They're different people.
Even better, so good an actor he is.
So Frodo and Harry Potter are
going to
play PJ Gallagher.
Yeah,
oh, stack them on top of each other.
Oh, yeah, they're going to play me at different stages of my life.
Are they going to sit each other's shoulders and wear a big coat?
What's the one thing that annoys you the most?
Cyclists.
Company.
Describe yourself in three words.
God love them.
Flamboyant. The buoyant, conservative, bad panache.
What does that mean, PJ?
It means that I can't grow a full mustache. Isn't that what that means?
Panache.
Yeah, I can only grow a panache. I can't grow a full mustache.
Yep, there you go. That's a little taster. You can find the full version and witness it with your very own eyes on our Facebook page. If you go to the Classic Hits Facebook page and get the full Q&A. There's the Lighthouse Family Ocean Drive. Here are Classic Hits, 18 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday. Happy Friday to you. A reminder again, if you want to check out the full Q&A. By the way, I do not have a hairy back, right?
I don't know anything about it.
Talking about an imaginary hairy back.
I will not. Unless you show me the back, it remains hairy in my imagination. Your figurative hairy back remains a part of my imagination and it'll stay that way.
Anyway, there's lots more to it. That was probably, I don't know, it was probably less than half of the full thing. So if you want to check it out, if you go to the Classic Hits Facebook page and you can enjoy the video. The video looks really professional.
It does, yeah,
Jen, yeah. Jen, whatever that thing is that Jen does, she obviously knows
she's
what she's doing.
She's very good at it, in fairness to her, yeah.
Technical thing that involves the thing with
the
yoga.
I think it's a video wizard, I think is what she's called.
That's the official
term. She's very good at it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, you can check it out on our Facebook page, as I say, the full thing, the full list of questions, the full Q&A, a behind the scenes glimpse into the true thoughts of PJ and Jim.
Not sure that
that's a pretty scary thing.
It's a scary place to be.
Yeah,
definitely with Jim anyway. You know,
right,
Jim will be thinking about all my things. How am I going to get rid of this fella? No. He's a little patch of the mountains picked out where he's going to put me one of the days.
By the way, can I just point out, as I mentioned earlier on, right, PJ suffering this morning.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, PJ, now this wouldn't be me, obviously.
Right.
I'm literally only reflecting the views of the nation that are coming in on WhatsApp on 087-188-0008. But a lot of people are drawing kind of conclusions from the fact that you have been struck down with a chesty kind of, you know, windpipe type issue, having spoken yesterday about the potential drawbacks.
Contact with a flute
yeah. In the mouth area.
I wasn't, I swear to God, I was nowhere near flutes or any wind instruments at all.
Yeah. Hanging out with James Galway, no?
Wasn't hanging out with any, no. And James Galway, how did he get away with it? He must have meticulously cleaned his flute after a show, because he
all
was,
the time, I'd say.
Because he never seemed to be sick.
And you didn't go back, you didn't whip out your other horn. You know,
no,
the one that you had,
no,
when the bionic rats...
Definitely, it wasn't blowing into the brass horn at all.
Right.
So that never happened.
Okay, don't want to just say, a lot of people just pointing that out.
Thank
it's just
you
a bit
much.
Coincidental that yesterday you were talking about what the cause of chesty issues
we were
are.
We're talking about playing the flute and I got carried away.
Yeah.
Went off on one.
Absolutely.
Had a night full of flutes.
Yeah, and maybe just, you know, maybe the draw with you being a horn player.
Yeah.
That maybe you kind of, you resorted to it and maybe that's the result.
Yeah, worst things you could do, I suppose, is spend the night with a mouthful of flutes.
PJ and Jim's Head Elf with On Pust. Magical Christmas messages from your Scout Elf, delivered by On Pust.
Yeah, it's that time of the week again. We're going to catch up very shortly with our Head Scout Elf. Of course, this all celebrating On Pust's Magical Elf on the Shelf stamp and postcard collection. You can check them out. There's six postcards. They show all sorts of different adventures of the much-loved Elf on the Shelf. And there's these six specially designed €1 stamps as well. And if you do pick up a pack, you'll also get a magical Christmas message from your Scout Elf delivered by On Pust. So you can find out anything you need to know in the various post offices around the country, all around nationwide. And of course, onpust.com/Christmas if you want to check it out online. So each week, our Head Scout Elf has been chatting to us and, more importantly, chatting to the kids around the country.
He has, the little fella.
You haven't had a great one so far.
I haven't, but you weren't here last week and we got on an awful lot better.
Right.
We got on
so I'm the problem,
better.
Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying maybe being forced to get... Oh. Maybe
so
being forced.
Every time you go over, you sing. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
How are you? It's better for you.
Me two favourite fellas, PJ and the gym fella. How are you?
How are you this week? I missed you last week.
Yeah, I was out last week, of course. You were out last week, should I say. Yeah. What was wrong with you?
No, I was celebrating my birthday.
Celebrating your birthday?
Yeah.
And how did you get on, all right?
It was great. I had a really good time. Thanks very much.
I heard he was a very bold boy, though. I will say that. I heard reports from the weekend that he wasn't.
Oh, don't worry. We have Head Scout Elves all over the country, including Cavan.
You see?
Oh, really?
You knew where you were.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
So don't worry, Jim. We know everything.
By the way, can I ask a favour?
Yeah.
Right. You know my good friend PJ here?
I do indeed.
Right. Well, he today is suffering a little bit. He's got, you know, this kind of... Well, typical winter thing. It's a bad cold.
Oh, no.
And he's a bit chesty and all that.
It isn't the man flu, is it?
It's a touch of that.
Yeah, because I've a little bit of that myself now. We get that in the North Pole, believe it or not. Yeah, but we have different remedies, you know. So I can give you a couple of tips if you want.
Oh, yeah, please do, actually, yeah.
Well, we have a remedy that we use, and I used it recently, right? So if you want to use this, here's the ingredients. Has everybody got their pens at the ready?
I have a pen
here, just about to jot this down.
Okay, two handfuls of snow in a glass.
Two handfuls of snow in a glass.
If you can't find snow, you can use water.
Okay. Water, okay.
Okay, if that makes it easier on you. And then 2 drops of eggnog.
Eggnog.
And a sprinkle of reindeer poo, okay?
Oh, right. It might be a little hard getting that in the local pharmacy, but I'll give them a shout.
I'm sure Spar sell that, do
I? No, I can get that for you if you want.
The reindeer
I'll
poo.
I'll be in Dublin very shortly, yeah.
Let's
just say there's a lot of it, and Rudolph had cabbage last night.
Right,
so.
Do you know something? I think I'll be all right. I think.
Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I think my ma has something in the cupboard. I'm calling around later.
Are you sure, PJ?
I appreciate it, but I think I'll be all right.
It's a very kind gesture, but
very kind
maybe we'll just let that go.
Right, cabbage reindeer. Yeah. Listen, everybody.
By the way, just before we find out how you got on with the kids this week, you haven't got it. Any Christmas gags aren't for us this week? No, are you saving them all up like for Christmas week?
Saving them all up for Christmas week.
Grand.
And also for the children of Ireland to give me their gags as well, because I need some more.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So if you want to get in touch, make sure you give us your best gags, your best Christmas gags. That's what I'm on the hunt for.
Right, no, okay. So if people want to get in touch and they send Elf on the WhatsApp and stuff, then they should be prepared to have a good gag ready.
A good gag or a good song. That's all I ask.
Excellent. Right, so who'd you end up talking to this week?
So this week I spoke to a little legend called Coy Birch, and Coy Birch is 4 years of age from County Dublin.
Oh, great.
Hello.
Coy Birch, me friend, how are you?
Good.
Are you looking forward to Christmas, Coy?
Yes.
Let's go fly, Coy, up to the highest high. Did you ever hear that one?
You're funny.
Times a million.
The Christmas tree is all up and all my decorations are up.
Oh, yeah, serious? That's nice and early to have them all up.
And a stable for baby Lord Jesus.
And a stable for baby Lord Jesus. Isn't that lovely? Have your crib up and all, yeah?
It's just the tent one.
Yeah? And come here, what's your favourite thing about Christmas, Coy?
Getting snow.
Getting snow? Do you think we'll get snow this Christmas?
Yeah.
I'll have to get on to me friends in Net Aaron. Because I know a few of them there, and I'll check with them to see are we going to have a white Christmas.
I need to tell you something.
Tell me, go for it.
your scout elf went up the Christmas tree and was trying to kiss the fairy.
Your elf on the shelf is climbing the Christmas tree looking to kiss the fairy?
Yeah.
Oh, he's some elf, I'll tell you that. Take him down and tell him to behave himself.
Okay.
Listen, enjoy the lead up to Christmas and I hope you have a fantastic Christmas.
Guess what? I got needle in school.
You got what?
Didn't hurt. I got needle in school and it didn't hurt.
It didn't hurt at all. That's because you're a big brave lad, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're strong like a bull.
Do you want to hear a song?
Of course I want to hear a song. Go on, sing us a song.
Repeat
sing us out a song.
After me. You have to repeat after me, right?
Go for it.
Repeat after me.
Repeat after me.
Oh, a milkshake.
Oh, a milkshake.
Sticky, sticky waffles.
Sticky, sticky waffles.
A mozzarella pizza.
A mozzarella pizza.
All the eggs are broken.
All the eggs are broken.
That's it now.
Ah, well done. That was a deadly song. That's going to be a hit. I'm pretty sure of it. Listen, Kai, thanks for talking
thanks
to me.
Thanks for ringing.
Ah, no bother at all. I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Thank you.
Bye, Kai.
Happy Christmas.
Wow, yay. That was, I'll tell you what.
All the
what
eggs
a
are broken.
Kai, that's a
great
hit.
Song. That is a great
that's
song.
That's a massive hit. So that was Kai. If you want it to be yours, you're a particular little person in your household, you get Elf onto a WhatsApp and get the details into us on 087-188-0008. And we'll catch up with the Head Scout Elf again at some stage in the future as well. Is he still there? I don't know if we lost the line. Did we lose the line?
He's there.
He is still in the background.
I have to say, they have me holding for ages.
Sorry.
Oh, say hello.
Yes.
Oh, how are you, Jim?
Thanks for that. That was brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, no bother at all. He was a little legend.
He was a bit of a legend, to be fair to you.
The eggs are broken. Yeah. What a song.
What a song is right.
Oh,
absolutely
yeah.
Brilliant. Listen, you take care. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
I'll talk to you next week, lads.
Right.
See you later.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See KES.ie.
Right, just after 9 o'clock this morning, we will be revealing the lineup for Forever Young Festival 2020. It's happening again. It was the most talked about live event, new Irish music live event of 2019. No question. And it's set to be an absolute belter next year as well. July 10th to 12th at Palmerstown House Estate, once again in Naas. We'll be revealing the lineup after 9 o'clock. And, of course, you could be there. That's what the prize is this week on the Breakfast Table Quiz. You and three of your friends, you could have a VIP glamping package for four to go along to the Forever Young Festival 2020. Now, tickets officially going on sale at 9 a.m. this morning when we reveal the full lineup. You can check it out on foreveryoungfestival.ie. And by the way, of course, the Winterfest is actually happening. It's today and tomorrow, isn't
today
it?
Today and tomorrow in Killarney, at the INEC there.
Yeah, the Winterfest version. But anyway, all of that still to come. If you want to win our package, of course, it is going to take a score of 12.
Yeah, 12 is what we need. 11 is the score to beat. Obviously, we can't do a draw, so it's King of the Hill on a Friday. So it's going to be John Donaghy in Limerick. How are you, John?
Hey lads, how's it going?
Not bad at all. How are you getting on, John?
Not too bad now.
Yeah, any big weekend plans ahead?
Christmas tomorrow. We're going to the Munster game. And
Munster game?
We're having good points. Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh,
good
God,
stuff.
Forgive me my ignorance, but who are Munster playing tomorrow?
Saracens.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, jeepers, I have to get the head around this rugby thing because I'm
obviously missing
out. The
rugby ball is a bit of a lost art for you, is it?
It is, unfortunately, yeah. Right. Yeah. So, John, we'll try and cheer you up now and try and give you something to look forward to in the summer, yeah?
Yeah, cool, it'll be brilliant.
Good stuff. It is the Dirty Dozen you need. If you can get 12, that would be absolutely fantastic. The prize will be yours. 60 seconds to do it. Best of luck. Here we go.
What children's TV cartoon featured Chucky, Tommy and Angelica?
Pass.
Rugrats, what word beginning with R is used to steer a boat?
Pass.
The rudder, Asian city is sometimes known as the Lion City?
Shanghai.
It's Singapore. What religious leader is protected by the Swiss Guard?
Hope.
How many Olympic Games were cancelled because of World War II?
Two.
Harper Lee's only novel was called To Kill a What?
Mockingbird.
Which carbohydrate is the main ingredient in the dish paella?
Pasta.
It's rice. What sport was featured in the TV series Pot Black?
Snooker.
In soccer, how many yards from a direct free kick do opposition players stand? Harare is the capital of what African country?
Kenya.
It's Zimbabwe. What cartoon dog hung out with Shaggy, Daphne and Velma?
Scooby-Doo.
How many colours are there in the spectrum?
Seven.
According to the proverb, an army marches on its what?
Stomach.
Irish breakfast is a type of what drink?
Tea.
Does the thorax refer to the head or the chest?
Say again.
Which one?
Chest.
Yeah, yay! That's it. Yeah.
Well, no, right. Okay.
You left us waiting on that one, John.
Left us hanging. Right, okay. Was it enough? There was a few tough questions
tough
in there.
Tough ones there today.
Lion City and
I wouldn't have had
stuff.
A clue about that. Or, to be honest, I wouldn't have got the one he did get about how many Olympic Games in World War II.
Yeah.
And stuff. Wouldn't have had a rap.
That was a tough one, all right. Right, now, was it good enough? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Ah! Just missed out, John.
Just all came right. Up a couple short, John, but it was a brave effort. Well done for having a go, and happy Friday to you. Thanks for playing, John.
Thanks, Ed.
Cheers, man.
Enjoy the match all tomorrow, right. John. Have
take
a good
care
one.
Of yourself. Bye-bye now. Bye.